Today it's Israel, tomorrow it's us, after Israel attack. GOP warns of terror in U.S. due to Joe Biden's asinine open border policy. By Joshua Klein on October 9, 2023. Republican officials are slamming President Joe Biden's asinine open border policies that have allowed in military-aged men from all corners of the world. Warning of potential terror attacks in the U.S. and the likelihood of terrorist sleeper cells as they point to the recent brutal attacks in Israel that saw terrorists breach the border and murder hundreds of Israeli civilians while taking dozens as hostages. Warning, today it's Israel, tomorrow it's us. Highlighting Israel's costly failure to secure its border over the weekend. Republicans are speaking out on the increasing threat of terrorism on U.S. soil due to poor border security that has already seen an unprecedented amount of people on the terrorist watch list caught attempting to cross the southern border, leading to concerns of untold amounts of others who have managed to successfully infiltrate the country. "Now is the time for bold action," declared former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA. "Here's how America must meet the moment. 1. Rescue all American hostages. 2. Provide full support for our ally Israel. 3. Confront Iran and the new axis of evil. 4. Focus on securing our own open border. 5. Condemn anti-Semitism in the United States. We should wake up ourselves. We could have the same thing happen next week to us," McCarthy noted. "We caught more people on the terrorist watch list in February than we caught in the entire administration. We could have cells sitting inside of America right now. The same people that raided Israel are pouring into our once beautiful USA. Through our totally open southern border, at record numbers," former President Donald Trump wrote. "Are they planning an attack within our country? Crooked Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Hussein Obama, did this to us. Calling to cut off any and all types of foreign aid flowing to Hamas." Republican presidential candidate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called on America to immediately shut down America's wide-open southern border to ensure we are in a position to better protect Americans here at home from these real threats. U.S. Congressman Corey Mills, RFL, chimed in. "Thanks to Biden's open borders, there's been hundreds crossing into the U.S. that we know were on terrorist watch lists. Millions of military-aged males have poured across our borders. Not refugees with women and children, and not just from Central/S America. We must immediately shut down our borders. Do you think our enemies, knowing that we have an open border, are not taking advantage of that?" DeSantis told a crowd in Iowa Monday. As he warned, there's going to be a terrorist attack in this country that we're going to be able to trace back to the southern border. There's the history of Iran's IRGC, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, working with the Mexican drug cartels to infiltrate our open border, wrote Congressman Michael Waltz, RFL, a former Green Beret who still serves in the U.S. Army National Guard. "They could be doing it again right now as we speak. There's a history of Iran's IRGC working with the Mexican drug cartels to infiltrate our open border. They could be doing it again right now as we speak." pic.twitter.com/skak5600p. Representative Mike Waltz, at Mikhail Waltz, October 9, 2023. Citing a statement from President Joe Biden noting that federal law enforcement partners are closely monitoring for any domestic threats in connection with the horrific terrorist attacks in Israel, Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, called to maybe start by securing our wide-open border. "Securing the border is a matter of national security to protect all Americans," wrote Congressman Tony Gonzalez, RTX. "This year alone, bad actors on the terrorist watch list have illegally entered the U.S. from Iran, Syria, Yemen, Egypt, Lebanon, etc. Today it's Israel, tomorrow it's us." The Biden team is well aware that terrorists on the watch list have entered the United States through the open southern border. "They are undoubtedly laying low now, but you can be sure they will strike us," wrote former Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell. "We are less safe under Joe Biden." The America First Policy Institute, AFPI, wrote in a post. "Our nation is not immune to an attack on our homeland, similar to what Israel faces now. Since the beginning of the Biden administration, we've had at least 264 known or suspected terrorists caught at the border, plus at least 1.7 million known gotaways that have snuck in. Our border is wide open, and all Americans are at risk," the think tank added. "This year we've stopped 160 people on the terrorist watch list crossing our southern border. How many did we miss? Wrote Senator Mike Braun, RN. Our open southern border is a huge national security threat. As we watch these horrific acts of terrorism in Israel, remember that 250-plus terrorists were caught at our own border and 1.7 million unvetted individuals have snuck into USA, wrote Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, RNY. Who are they? Where are they? What are their intentions? At POTUS, asinine policies have made us vulnerable, she insisted. Joe Biden called a lid at noon. Where's Kamala Harris? She's disappeared, just like she did during Afghanistan, wrote Congresswoman Mary Miller, RL. Americans have died and are being held hostage, she added. As borders are, is Kamala Harris allowing Hamas terror cells to cross our open southern border? Will the press ask? There has been a dramatic increase in suspected terrorists crossing the border since that Joe Biden took office, wrote Senator Rick Scott, RFL. This is unacceptable. One suspected terrorist is too many. Is America next? Asked Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX. The horrific invasion and attack on Israel should be a terrifying reminder to all of our leaders, military, and citizens, that for 3 years, our southern border has been invaded by military-aged men from all corners of the world. After watching the heartbreaking images and videos coming out of Israel, I'm now convinced the next attack on America's homeland will be worse than what we saw in September of 2001, he added, as he called for real measures to end the invasion of our country. Well over 250 people on the terrorist watch list arrested at our southern border and over 1.5 million known go-to-ways since Biden took office, wrote Florida Republican Attorney General Ashley Moody. The despicable barbaric acts we witnessed this weekend serve as a reminder that true evil exists and yet, thanks to it Joe Biden, we don't know who may already be in our country. We must secure the border now, she added. Border security is national security. It is a possibility that terrorist sleeper cells have already infiltrated our country through our unsecured southern border. At FBI, your job and focus on investigating instead of harassing voters ahead of 2024, wrote Representative Anna Paulina Luna, RFL. How many Hezbollah and Hamas sympathizers have illegally crossed our border in the last 3 years? Asked Representative Jim Banks, RN. How many Hamas sleeper cells have crossed our southern border under the Biden administration's policies? We are not prepared, wrote Representative Andy Biggs, RAS. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, asked. Since the Biden admin's open border policies has allowed our country to be invaded by millions of unknown people from over 160 countries, including terrorists, will the Biden FBI keep targeting Jan 6, 2021 protesters or will they question any of the pro-Hamas protesters and their connections since they were out using their free speech against Israel today? Or is it the stolen election crowd that are the real threat? She added. She also called to close the border, while warning of new neighbors. Given the horrifying images we've seen in Israel, America must take action immediately to protect our own nation and borders, wrote Republican Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno. Iran's leaders and the terrorists chant death to Israel, and death to America. We must prepare to secure Americans and be proactive, not reactive, he added. Key lesson for America to learn from the attack on Israel. We cannot be complacent about defending our own borders. If it can happen there, it can happen here, Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy wrote. Our own border is near completely porous right now. The southern border is a disaster and I visited the northern border yesterday, which is wide open for invasion. He added. Hamas picked a moment when Israel is deeply divided over domestic politics, as we are now here at home. Our own foreign policy establishment has focused on distant foreign priorities while leaving us badly vulnerable on border defense, cyber and super EMP defense, nuclear missile defense, and space-based defenses. We can't lose sight of that and should use the attacks on Israel as a wake-up call here at home. According to a Department of Homeland Security, DHS, report reviewed by Breitbart Texas, 61,471 migrants from special interest countries entered the United States in fiscal year 2023. A source within U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, revealed that most of the migrants, mainly single adult males from countries subject to travel warnings by the U.S. State Department due to terrorism, were released into the United States to pursue asylum claims. Meanwhile, President Biden's administration is overseeing a surge in illegal aliens crossing the United States-Mexico border who are on the government's terrorist watch list. Exclusive: 2,000 migrants cross into Texas border by early afternoon. At least 1,500 more expected. Since October 2022, Biden's DHS has encountered 149 illegal aliens at the nation's northern and southern borders who were revealed to be listed on the federal government's terrorist watch list. According to an interim report assembled by GOP House Judiciary Committee staff, the Biden administration is potentially failing to track millions of migrants who have illegally entered through the southern border as monthly encounters surge. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.